Welcome to Embrace It All with Certified Life Coach, Angela Adams. Although living with anxiety can be a challenge, did you know that you can really enjoy your life and thrive despite dealing with anxiety? Come with me and let me show you how you can love and embrace all of it. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey everyone, welcome back. I am so glad you're here and I hope that you had a wonderful Mother's Day, and I know that there are several graduations that are happening about this time, and I just hope that you are having such a great beginning to your summer. So a few days ago, as I was coaching a client, something magical happened. She came to me with a bit of a dilemma, nothing really earth-shattering or anything, but was feeling rather anxious about it. So right away, I knew that she needed to get a really good look at what was happening inside of her head. Because if you've been with me for a little while, you know that the way we feel has everything to do with what our brain is thinking. Now, the problem is we can't always see our own brain, right? And that is what I do. And as a coach, I'm kind of somewhat of a tour guide for your brain, so to speak. I help you to see exactly what is happening in your own brain, because often we just can't see what's happening in our own brain, and to help you see why you're feeling the way you are. And one of the tools that I use that helps me with this is called the model. Now, I know I've talked a lot about the model in the past, but I don't think I've really done a full episode on each component of the model. And it's a very, very simple formula, really. It's based on cognitive behavioral therapy that helps break down our thoughts and our feelings and our behaviors to help us gain the awareness and why we're getting the results we may not really want in our life. Now, because I believe self-awareness is so important, I teach this formula called the model to all of my clients so that they can use it to gain their own self-awareness. And although the formula itself is very simple and very basic, it really does take a lot of practice to get it down. And that is where having a coach is so important. Someone who can guide you through your models and give you the fresh perspective that you need sometimes. Because even going through your own model, you might still need another perspective. Now, I became familiar with cognitive behavioral therapy years ago. And for me, the more I studied this, the more it really made sense, and it really opened my eyes to the power that I truly have within myself to choose my own thoughts, my feelings, and the way I behave in any situation, the way I show up in any situation. Now, later on, I was introduced to the simplicity of the model during my coach certification at the Life Coach School, and this has become a magic wand, so to speak, when coaching my clients. It put this idea of cognitive behavioral therapy in such simplistic terms, and it has really proven so effective for me, for my clients, for my coaching practice in general. So today, I want to discuss the model with you, and I want to break down all the different parts of the model and explain how it all works together. Now, the model consists of five components, five parts, four of which are interrelated to one another. Now, the first part of the model is the only part that isn't interrelated. And the first part of the model is the circumstance. Now, a circumstance is simply the facts. It's something that happens outside of us and that is completely out of our control. It's always neutral, meaning it simply is what it is. It's not good, it's not bad, it just is what it is. A circumstance is something that everyone can agree on. A circumstance can be something that somebody said in their exact words, or even a person themselves. It can be something like a house, a car, something tangible. It can be the numbers on the scale. It can be the temperature outside, meaning what the thermometer says. Circumstances cannot be controlled and they cannot be changed. They are what they are, and there's no argument about it. And that is the only part in the model that, like I said, is not interrelated. Now, the next four parts of the model are all interrelated. And when one of those parts changes, it affects all the others in reference to the circumstance that never changes. So the second part in the model is the thought line. Now, a thought, simply put, is really just a phrase or a sentence that originates in your mind that gives meaning to the circumstance. It's the way that you interpret the circumstance. One thing I want to emphasize here is that a thought really is just a sentence or a phrase in your brain. And sometimes we may not always be aware of the thought we're having. Now, the root cause of every problem we face really in our lives comes from our thoughts, the way we make that circumstance mean. Now, unlike our circumstances, our thoughts are something that can be controlled and they can be changed. This means that we get to choose whatever we want to believe about any circumstance, any situation that we're in. Let me give you a few examples of what a thought may be. A thought could be, it is so hot outside. This is a thought that I have almost every single day from today through the end of October. But it's just a thought. The circumstance would be exactly what the temperature reads on the thermometer. Today, it's going to be 101. That is the circumstance. But my thought is, it is so hot. Now, somebody who loves the heat might disagree with me. So that's why we know that it is a thought, because not everybody agrees. My kids made me so mad. That is another thought. Whatever your kids did or didn't do, you made that mean something that created that anger. He hurts my feelings is another thought. It's not a circumstance. Again, when somebody says something to you, the way your brain interprets that, that's what hurts your feelings, not the words that somebody says. Interesting, right? And it's our thoughts that actually create the way we feel. Remember, our brain communicates to our bodies. And the way it communicates to our bodies is through emotions. And the way that it creates an emotion is because our brain offers a thought in regards to the circumstance. So are you with me? So your top line would be your circumstance line. The second line would be the thought line. And the third line in the formula is the feeling line. Our thoughts create our feelings. So for a long time, I thought that my feelings came because of the circumstance I experienced. But my friends, that is not the case. And if you've been with me from the beginning, you know this. But if you haven't, and this is something new, it's great news. Before we ever feel anything, our brain has to interpret the situation or the event first. Okay, for example, one of my favorite analogies is this. I love watching football, and I want you to think that you are at this game and your team is down by 4 points. And it's the end of the fourth quarter. We've got 20 seconds on the clock. The other team has the ball and they throw the ball and your team catches the ball for an interception and runs it all the way down for a touchdown. How are you going to feel? Right? You're going to feel so excited, so pumped, right? But it had nothing to do with that player who caught the ball and ran it for the touchdown. But it had everything to do with what your brain was thinking during that play. Your brain was probably thinking, we're going to win this. What a catch. Look at him go. And that's what created all that excitement. Because my friends, there is another team sitting on the other side of the field who experienced that same event. And I guarantee they are not feeling the excitement that you're feeling at all. In fact, I'm sure their thoughts are something like, we just lost. And they're feeling disappointment. Your feelings don't come from your circumstances. Your feelings come from the thought you have about your circumstance. Now, I'm not going to go into great detail regarding what a feeling is, what an emotion is. For the purpose of this podcast, I just want to help you understand the components of the model and how they relate to one another. Now, it's from those feelings that creates the next line. And the next line is our A line or our action line. This is the line that dictates everything that we do or don't do. It's our behavior. So our feelings create what we do and what we don't do. Our actions are simply the behavior, the reaction, or the inaction that you take as a result of what you are feeling. And sometimes our actions are so subtle, like rolling your eyes or your tone of voice, or inactions such as avoiding someone or avoiding certain situations. Sometimes we try to act contrary to the way we're feeling even, and that, my friends, doesn't fool anyone at all. Our actions always, always, always reflect how we feel. And it's interesting, as I build this model, I fill in that area, that A line, quite a bit, because we really don't realize everything that we do from our emotions. And that's where I get very specific with my clients. And as we really work on that action line, all the things that they're doing and they're not doing, it opens up the next line of the model, which is the results line. Our results are what we create from the actions that we take, which are the result of what we're feeling that actually came from our thoughts. So ultimately, if you think about it, ultimately it's our thoughts that directly create the results in our lives. Everything we do, everything we think creates the results of our lives. Our results are because of what we think. And this is great news because our thoughts and our feelings are what we have control over. If we choose thoughts that empower us rather than tear us down or keep us stuck, we can create the results that we really want in our life. Now, when my clients come to me with a problem or a dilemma, like this client, I use this simple tool to show them their own brain. I ask a lot of questions so that I can fit all the pieces together in their model. And as we build this model together, the awareness starts to happen, and my clients can actually see what is going on for them and why they're feeling or acting the way they are. And this alone is such a magical experience. Now, the other day when this particular client became aware of what she was creating, her anxiety and her stress lifted almost immediately. When she realized what was happening, it made sense to her. And as we ended our session, instead of feeling so much stress, she felt so calm and so confident. And she had this huge aha moment because this model that we worked on together gave her so much awareness. And that's what I want for all of you. The model itself is really like a puzzle when all the pieces fit together that gives you awareness. It gives you the entire picture. Each component of the model, the circumstance, the thought, the feeling, the action, and the result give you all the pieces you need to make the complete picture of what's happening in your brain. And that is so magical. I promise that as we work together, you will gain so much more awareness of what is happening in your brain and in your life. Having a coach to be your personal tour guide to your brain, it can be such an amazing experience. And if you've ever wanted to give it a try, why not? Why not just do it? All you have to do is click on the link in my show notes and schedule a complimentary coaching session with me. It's that easy. And I can walk you through all the steps of this model so that you too can see what's happening in your own brain, in your own life. All right, my friends, that's what I have for you today. Have an amazing day, and I will talk with you next week. Have you ever wondered what life coaching can do for you? Sign up now for a free coaching consultation at AngelaAdamsCoaching.com. I would love to be your coach.